Live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's Current Sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a sorry receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shut fake one time.
We talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? Welcome to this Hump Day edition of WKAR's Current Sports. It is May 16, 2018. So honored you've allowed us to be a part of your weekday afternoon yet again. I am your host, Al Martin. We've got a lot to get to. You know, I had everything planned out today, everything laid out. Well, it was going to start with some NBA playoff chatter, seeing as though the best player on planet Earth in LeBron James is now staring at a 2-0 deficit in the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals, courtesy of the Boston Celtics. Want to start with that, but if you have not heard, there is breaking news coming out of Michigan State University as it pertains to the survivors of Larry Nassar in the lawsuits against Michigan State University. Attorneys representing 332 survivors of former MSU doctor Larry Nassar in lawsuits against the university and attorneys for the university announced a global settlement in principle totaling $500 million. Breaking news, this press release was put out to the public this morning. You know, I found out, actually, I got a tip from local reporter David Harnes. He shot me a text and said, "Hey, Al, did you hear about the settlement?" I said, "I have no idea what you're talking about." And he said, "I'm getting word that an announcement is going to be made soon." And lo and behold, 5 minutes after that, I went on Twitter and saw a report from the Detroit Free Press. And then not long after that, Michigan State University put out a full press release. I'm going to bring you details of that press release in just a moment. We're working on a few things throughout this hour, seeing as though this is the news of the day here in the area. We're working on a few things throughout the hour. We're working on trying to get one of the attorneys representing some of the survivors in this lawsuit. Our very own Katie Cook is interviewing one of the survivors in Lindsay Lemke. Hopefully we can turn around that chat for you so you can hear that as well. So a few things and a few notes of discussion, that we're going to get to and try to get to throughout this hour. I want to know what your reaction is. We'll do all of that while, of course, opening up our phone lines and allowing you to be a part of the conversation. I'm curious to know what alum think of this settlement, what current Michigan State University students think of this settlement. What are your thoughts? 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527 is the number to call. You can also weigh in via social media. You can go to facebook.com/WKAR News. Watch the live stream there. Comment below that video. And you can also tweet me. Two ways to do so. Tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR, or tweet the show at WKAR_sports. We've got a revamped team that is helping out our Twitter page now, Ian. Thank goodness, because I think the last time we actually tweeted from that page was way back in the day, like 1978, something like that. So it's very active right now. You can tweet the show at WKAR_sports or tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR. Before we get to the discussion concerning the settlement, Michigan State University to pay Larry Nassar survivors $500 million in settlements. Before we get to that conversation, let's hit you off with our current sports quick hit headliners. All right, we start first with Michigan State baseball. Defeated by CMU, Central Michigan University, in MSU's final non-conference midweek game of the regular season yesterday at CMU's Tanusian Stadium by a final score of 13-2. Michigan State slid to 18-29 overall with the loss, while CMU moved to 23-28-1 overall. The Spartans had won two of their previous three visits to Mount Pleasant, including last season. Now, with its final non-conference game of the season over, Michigan State now turns its attention to the weekend's final regular season Big Ten Conference series, hosting Ohio State Thursday through Saturday. Thursday and Friday's games have a 4:05 p.m. first pitch time and will be nationally televised on the Big Ten Network. Saturday's series and regular season finale is scheduled for a 1:05 p.m. start time. Five different Michigan State athletes earned all Big Ten track and field honors yesterday. Redshirt senior Tim Eckert and sophomore Nick Garrett were both named to the first team, while redshirt senior Caitlin Daniels, redshirt junior Justine Kipertich, and senior Max Benoit earned second team honors. Earnhardt, who hails from Addison, Illinois, captured his first Big Ten Outdoor Championship gold medal in the pole vault. He has won the pole vault gold medal during indoor season in both 2015 and 2017. Very impressive stuff. All right. The Michigan State men's golf team had a long second round yesterday at the NCAA Columbus Regional at the OSU Scarlet Course out in Columbus, Ohio. The Spartans moved up two spots into eighth place with just a handful of holes to go. Play was suspended due to lightning at 2 p.m. Last night, it was announced that the second round would start at 7 a.m. MSU resumes play at 28 over par, 11 shots back of the top five. Now, only two teams in the field are under par, as top-ranked Oklahoma State remains in the lead at 9 under par, 559, 3 shots up on second place Illinois, which is 6 under par, 562, UNLV at 7 over par, 575, Northwestern at 15 over par, 583, and Texas Tech at 17 over par, 585 to round out the top five. The top five teams after today's final round will move on to the NCAA championships. All right, a quick update concerning the 2018 Greater Lansing Hall of Fame softball classic, I should say. The classic that has been going on for a long time. Much surprise. I haven't done this. I didn't do this on yesterday's Current Sports either, but Bob Every, who is the chairman of the Greater Lansing Area Sports Hall of Fame, who does a great job organizing this thing. He does a stellar job. I just want to give some props to him and shout him out. But a quick update. When it comes to Tuesday's games at Rainey Park in Lansing, we saw Stockbridge beat Fowler in a thrilling game, 11-10 the final in 8 innings. Grand Ledge also topped Fowlerville 4-3 the final there in 8 innings. Today at 6 p.m., you can catch Stockbridge versus Grand Ledge. And then after that one is said and done, Olivet will take on Eden Rapids around approximately 8 p.m. No luck for the Detroit Pistons on NBA draft lottery night, as the team will give up their first round pick to the LA Clippers to complete the trade for Blake Griffin. The Pistons will lose that 2018 first round pick to the Clippers, and the news came quickly once the draft order began, with finality coming when the Clippers logo, that being the great Jerry West, he appeared in the 12th slot instead of the Pistons, the Clippers appearing in that 12th slot instead of the Pistons. That means that the Pistons, again, will have to give up that pick because of the deal that they had with the Clips. Now, the Phoenix Suns will select as the first overall pick, followed by the Sacramento Kings and the Atlanta Hawks. The Pistons will still have a selection in this year's draft in the second round at pick number 42. And speaking of the NBA, we saw last night in NBA playoffs action, the Cleveland Cavaliers fall to the Boston Celtics, a 107-94 final. The Celtics now take a 2-0 lead over the King, LeBron James. LeBron James, I tell you what, you really can't blame him for how the Cavaliers performed last night, right? As LeBron dropped 42 points, 10 rebounds, 12 assists. That's right, a triple dub. But it wasn't enough, as the Celtics end up winning that game out in TD Garden in Boston. Jaylen Brown led the way for the Celts with 23 points. How about the local man, Al Horford, Grand Ledge native? He had a double-double, and six Boston Celtics finished the game in double figures. LeBron and the Cavs will look to bounce back in Game 3, which will take place on Saturday, so a few days to digest what has happened so far in this series for the Cavs. Game 3, Saturday, 8:30 p.m. at the Q in Cleveland. The Celtics have a 37-0 all-time series record, went up 2-0. The Detroit Tigers topped the Cleveland Indians 9-8 last night. The Tigers trailed 8-4. That's before scoring 5 runs in the 7th. What a 7th inning that was. James McCann had an RBI double to left and scored when Dixon Machado reached on a fielder's choice. Jacoby Jones and Pete Cosma added back-to-back RBI doubles with one on, and the score tied 8-8. Indians lefty Andrew Miller gave up 3 consecutive walks, including a bases-loaded walk to John Hicks. McCann finished 2-for-3 with an RBI and runs scored, and Hicks went 2-for-3 with a walk, an RBI, and 2 runs scored for the Detroit Tigers. That wraps up your current sports quick hit headliners. A lot to get to on today's current sports. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Is the number to call. Again, you can weigh in via social media. Check out the live stream there at facebook.com/WKAR News and tweet us. Tweet me at Al Martin, WKAR, or tweet the show at WKAR_sports.
His federal sentence. He is not the only predator out there. And this... ...federal sentence. He is not the only predator out there. And this sentence will send a message about how seriously abuse will be taken. So I ask, how much is a little girl worth? How much priority should be placed on communicating that the fullest weight of the law will be used to protect another innocent child from the soul-shattering devastation that sexual assault brings? I submit to you that these children are worth everything, worth every protection the law can offer, worth the maximum sentence. The second aim of this court and our criminal justice system is to pursue justice for the victims that have already been harmed. And this aim, too, can only be realized by imposing the maximum sentence under the plea agreement. And in reaching this decision, too, we also must answer the question, how much was a little girl worth? How much were these young women worth? This time, however, the little girls in question are not potential victims. They are real women and children. Real women and little girls who have names and faces and souls. Real women and children whose abuse and suffering was enjoyed for sexual fulfillment by the defendant.
And that is how we start this Wednesday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. If you're a little late to the party, welcome to WKAR's Current Sports, coming to you live on the campus of Michigan State University at the College of Communication Arts and Sciences in Studio S, airing live on WKAR AM 870 105.1 FM. That was the voice of Rachel Denhollander. who I call the Joan of Arc of the Larry Nassar scandal. It was her voice that really sparked the flame for over 300 survivors coming forth and saying that Larry Nassar, former Michigan State University doctor and former doctor, of course, at USA Gymnastics, Larry Nassar abusing more than 300 women and girls. Crazy stuff. And we've been following this story, you know, for over a year now. And there is a new development that has just come through, actually this morning, hours ago. $500 million might end a lawsuit between Michigan State University and survivors of Larry Nassar. Nassar, again, is the former Michigan State University sports doctor who will spend decades in prison for sexually assaulting his patients. The global settlement was announced today. Now, it still has to be formally approved by the survivors. Morgan McCall is a Nassar survivor and part of the lawsuit.
I mean, it's bittersweet, like everything with any kind of resolution that we're finding here. It's fantastic to see the first steps towards institutional accountability. It's disappointing that it took this long, though.
$75 million will be put into a trust fund for any future lawsuits involving Nassar. The remaining money would be divided up among the more than 300 survivors in the lawsuit. Now, the settlement does not address multiple other lawsuits surrounding Nassar, including those involving USA Gymnastics and the United States Olympic Committee. Right now, before you know we engage in discussion here, I do want to read the press release coming from Michigan State University. And again, you know, we just played, you know, that snippet from Rachel Denhollander, who I contacted a little after noon today, trying to see if she's available to join us here on WKAR's Current Sports. Of course, you know, she's very, very busy, I'm sure. I'm pretty sure her phone is blowing up with multiple media requests. So, you know, if we don't get her today, hopefully we can get her at some point throughout the week here. But again, back in January, Rachel Denhollander, the Joan of Arc, whose voice sparked the flame leading to over 300 survivors of, you know, former Michigan State and USA Gymnastics team doctor Larry Nassar coming forth and exposing his years of abuse and enabled behavior. You know, we watched and we listened in shock and awe at those who came forth sharing victim impact statements in Ingham County Circuit Court. Tales of horror, absolute horror, played out in what was supposedly the office of one of the most talented doctors in our nation. Manipulation at its peak. And again, through these past few months, you know, we've engaged in dialogue that has called out the leadership at Michigan State University. We have questioned and criticized those who may have known something during the preliminary stages of this abuse or at any point throughout the years of Nassar's abuse. But those individuals choosing for one reason or another to not say anything, really. Nassar, he played out like an illness on this campus. He was left untreated, getting worse and worse by the months and years that sadly passed by. And watching those women stand up before the world and stare Nasser in the eyes, the man who abused them and took away a sacred part of their being. What strength. What strength. You know, it was also announced. I don't know if you guys saw this. This was announced today. You know, a timely release from ESPN. This is on ESPN's front page. The hundreds of athletes who came forward to speak out when it comes to the atrocities suffered at the hands of Larry Nasser. Those courageous women will receive the Arthur Ashe Courage Award at the 2018 ESPYs. This is coming from Allison Overholt, who is the VP and editor of ESPN, the magazine. Quote, "We are honored to recognize the courage of these women at the 2018 ESPYs, to acknowledge the power of their voices, and to shine a very well-deserved spotlight on what speaking up, fighting back, and demanding accountability can accomplish." That is going to be quite the scene. You can watch the ESPYs telecast on July 18th. Now reading the press release coming from Michigan State University pertaining to the settlement. Quote, "Attorneys representing 332 survivors of former Michigan State University Dr. Larry Nasser in lawsuits against MSU and attorneys for the university announced a global settlement in principle totaling $500 million. The terms of the settlement are as follows. $425 million will be paid to current claimants. $75 million will be set aside in a trust fund to protect any future claimants alleging sexual abuse by Larry Nasser. There will be no confidentiality agreements or non-disclosure agreements attached to the settlement. Additionally, the parties must act to address items necessary to finalize the agreement." It goes on to read, "The settlement in principle was agreed to by the MSU Board of Trustees during a conference call held on Tuesday night, May 15th, yesterday. The settlement applies to only Michigan State University and MSU individuals sued in the litigation. It does not address claims against USA Gymnastics, the United States Olympic Committee, Bella and Martha Caroli, Twistars, John Gettert, or any other parties." Survivor's attorney John Manley said, quote, "This historic settlement came about through the bravery of more than 300 women and girls who had the courage to stand up and refuse to be silenced. We appreciate the diligent efforts of Mick Grewal and the survivors' attorneys throughout the nation who worked to obtain this measure of justice and healing. We also thank the mediator and all who participated in crafting this settlement. It is the sincere hope of all of the survivors that the legacy of this settlement will be far-reaching institutional reform that will end the threat of sexual assault in sports, schools, and throughout our society." It goes on to read, again, coming coming from Robert Young, special counsel to MSU, quote, "Michigan State is pleased that we have been able to agree in principle on a settlement that is fair to the survivors of Nasser's crimes. We appreciate the hard work both sides put into mediation and the efforts of the mediator, which achieved a result that is responsible and equitable." Again, that is a direct reading coming from the press release that Michigan State University put out concerning this $500 million settlement paid to the survivors
of Larry Nassar. And, you know, as I was reading that, I actually just got a text message from Rachel Denhollander. She won't be able to join us today. We're going to try to reschedule something. She is traveling right now. And she is also she also texts me and says that she has put out a statement. So I know many of you are trying right now, as we have just combed through that, trying to digest what you have just heard. $500 million. And again, this brings about a lot of questions that I have, a lot of questions that you have, without a doubt. I mean, that's a lot of money, $500 million. You know, some of the questions that I ask myself when trying to prep for this discussion, questions like, how did this figure come about? $500 million. What led to that being the amount that the settlement decided on? Also, how is this money divided? You know, because you also have to keep in account attorneys as well, attorneys who have been involved in this process. You know, I just read a statement from John Manley, who is an attorney for the survivors. How many will get this money? You know, we know it's over, you know, 300 survivors that have come forth and been a part of this lawsuit. Again, 332 survivors is what we're talking about. I would imagine that all of them will get some of that $475 million. How much? We don't know. Also, and this is a question that, you know, as we were passing in the hallway, engineer of Current Sports, Ian Hawley, and myself, as we were passing in the hallway literally minutes before we took the air, you know, we had the conversation about what kind of effect, if any, will this have on tuition for students who attend Michigan State University? Again, I don't know. And again, these questions will be answered in time. But that is also a fair question, I think. You know, yeah. If it does have an effect on the tuition of students here at MSU, I don't think that's fair.
No,
you know,
I agree.
They weren't a part of any of this, right? They're just here trying to get an education. But will it have an effect at all on the tuition cost of students?
I don't know. And I hope that doesn't happen for the students who are still here. I mean, personally, I'm about to graduate, so I won't have to feel a lot of the negative repercussions of that. But, I mean, imagine a student who has just enrolled as a freshman here, and all of a sudden they get a notice that their tuition rates are going to go up however many hundreds or thousands of dollars because of this lawsuit that Michigan State is now dealing with. I mean, imagine the effect that that will have on people who are applying to Michigan State or who are in high school, just still taking college tours. I mean, I think this is going to have some very big repercussions, and I think the students are going to get saddled with it, to be quite honest with you.
You think so?
I think their insurance policies are going to run out at a certain point. I mean, you can't really prepare for something of this nature and of this gravity if you're just, you know, trying to think ahead as an administrator. I don't think anyone ever thought that the totals would reach $500 million. I know the Jerry Sandusky case was somewhere around $36 million, I want to say.
This is much more far-reaching than the Jerry Sandusky. Right. Many more survivors here than Jerry.
No one could have anticipated something like this. And I think, to be quite honest with you, the students are going to get saddled with a lot of this burden, which is pretty sad, in my opinion.
I don't think so. I think that, you know, You would think, and this is something that we also talked about, you would think that, you know, Michigan State University would have an emergency fund, right? And you look at the amount of money that Michigan State University, which is a self-sustaining university, meaning that, you know, when you look at the entire budget picture, especially when you take into account the amount of money that this university makes off of college athletics, D1 college athletics, with the Michigan State men's basketball program, with the Michigan State football program, you would think that, you know, money has been set aside somewhere in the budget for some kind of emergency circumstance. So, and again, we don't know the details here. We don't know how Michigan State, you know, and the Board of Trustees came to the figure of $500 million. But again, I don't think that the students, their tuition cost should go up based on failed leadership at this university allowing the most brutal case of sexual assault in our nation's history. The students had nothing to do with that. That shouldn't come out of their wallets. This should be hitting the wallets of the leadership here at Michigan State University. This should be, again, and again, you would think that Michigan State University, that brings in so much money on an annual basis, you know, especially, again, I'm talking about college athletics here. When you look at college athletics, you would think that some money has been set aside for emergency situations. So, again, we just don't know the answer to that question. Again, it would be totally unfair if students here are paying for that cost, which I don't think they will. Also, you know, will and should there be a press conference? That is also something that we'll have to see if that takes place either this week or in the coming weeks, right? Because a story of this magnitude, you would think that the face of the university, who is in charge of leadership now, you know, I'm directly looking at John Engler now and saying, all right, well, are you going to get in front of cameras, get in front of the media, let your face be seen, let your voice be heard on this issue? Because I think he should talk about, I mean, anytime you're talking about something this serious, I mean, a $500 million settlement to the survivors of Larry Nassar, man up, get in front of cameras and take some questions. Transparency. You know, that is something that I have harped on throughout this whole conversation here. You know, there has been a history of lack of transparency when having the discussion of Larry Nassar, when having the discussion of the ESPN reports that have come out. Now, again, I don't expect Tom Izzo or Mark D'Antonio to come out and address those reports, because, again, you know, those reports from ESPN, you know, we have addressed those as well here on Current Sports. And I think a lot of it was sensationalized. And, you know, I can bring up the graphic that had, you know, Mark D'Antonio's face, Tom Izzo's face, and then Larry Nassar's face on the same graphic. Those are separate entities. I just think that there has not been the communication here at Michigan State University in the midst of this storm has not been great. Has not been great. So, again, I'm curious to get your thoughts on this. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. I believe that there should be a press conference. I believe that John Engler should get in front of cameras, should get in front of the media, should get in front of the public to address this, also to express some words. Again, you know, protocol, right? How to do this from a PR standpoint. Come out, you know, express your sympathy to the survivors, you know, and you know, in address, you know, what has taken place here, because this is breaking news. And MSU alum, MSU students, the MSU body here has a lot of questions pertaining to this. And again, what we do know is that $425 million will be paid to current claimants. $75 million will be set aside in a trust fund to protect any future claimants alleging sexual abuse by Larry Nassar. And I've heard, you know, this conversation play out in the public as well on social media when it comes to those out there looking at this story. You know, how many other possible survivors will want to come forward now knowing that there is, what, $75 million sitting there? You know, will those allegations be legitimate? And what is going to be the process in making sure that those allegations are legitimate? Because that's $75 million sitting there, setting aside to protect any other future individuals out there who claim sexual abuse from Larry Nassar. So that's a lot to take in, a lot to take in. So what I want to do right now, I want to hit our first break. Let's hit our first break. When I come back, I want to hear from the public out there. I want to hear from our current sports listeners, our current sports viewers who are watching via Facebook Live at facebook.com/WKAR News. A lot to take in. What are your thoughts on the $500 million settlement that will now be paid to the survivors of Larry Nassar? You are listening to WKAR's Current Sports. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. We have been talking about the biggest news of the day coming out of this area. So big, it's national news, as many of you can imagine. That being the $500 million settlement that Michigan State has now agreed upon to pay the survivors of former MSU doctor Larry Nassar in lawsuits against MSU and attorneys for the university, announcing this global settlement. And again, it's everywhere you look right now. You know, I'm at, you know, on the front page of ESPN.com right now. It is the number one story on ESPN. It's one of the top stories nationally. I want to get your reaction to the $500 million Nassar settlement. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Also, our news director here at WKAR, Reginald Hardwick, has just passed me the statement coming from Rachel Denhollander. I'm going to read that in just a moment, but right now I want to go to our phone lines. Again, 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Haven't heard from this dear listener in quite some time. We've got Apache on line one. Apache, how you doing, my man? Welcome to Current Sports.
Thank you. Thank you, young man. I appreciate it. You know, what bothers me is this is generally referred to as the Larry Nassar sex scandal. The medium that allowed him to survive was Michigan State University, and that's a reality. And it needs to be called the Michigan State University sex scandal so they can feel the brunt of what's going on or what should be going on. There's some people who should be incarcerated along with him, because my understanding is that there was notification after notification, and there was attempts on the part of university personnel to keep it quiet or push in another direction like they did with the Olympic Committee. I think it was the Olympic Gymnastics Committee or organization, whatever.
USA Gymnastics and, the Caroli Ranch. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, Tom Brokaw is under fire right now for accusations, sexual accusations. And he's fighting like hell, and people who like him are fighting like hell. And he's a very powerful personality, very institutionalized in our minds and our society. And then you got the CEOs from Hollywood under attack. Some of them been fired and so forth. You got the Me Too movement, et cetera. They have been allowed to survive because the medium was in place. It's the medium that needs to be attacked. It's the medium that needs to be incarcerated in the sense that it needs to be under supervision and so forth. And until you do that, you know, until we get rid of these stereotypes that if you're powerful and prestigious and rich, you don't do things like this, or you shouldn't be held accountable like the common citizen is, you're going to have these issues. Bill Cosby just got busted after, 65 accusations of rape?
Mm-hmm.
And he finally got busted, and I'm still waiting for that fool to go to prison. And they're taking their time. Why? Because that's Bill Cosby, and he's a billionaire. It's a problem for society in general. Penn State, it was the medium. Syracuse, it's the medium. It's the medium that has to be addressed. And I appreciate you guys talking about it. But lastly, I want to say the idea that ESPN is giving awards for people speaking out, they need to take care of their own business, because they were ready to fire that one sister because she spoke out and made a comment about the president. So they need to be consistent and quit being hypocrites. And who are they to give out awards of courage and so forth? Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Good program.
Apache, always appreciate your input. And I think Apache, Ian, he nailed it. He nailed it. This is something that I have been talking about since the Larry Nassar story broke. At the root of all of this that has happened at the university, and I mentioned it before we hit the first break, at the root of all of this is failed leadership here at Michigan State University. No longer now is Luana K. Simon the president at MSU because of how she mishandled this situation. We saw that ripple effect lead to Mark Hollis, Michigan State Athletic Director, former now Michigan State Athletic Director, deciding to step down. It has been a ripple effect. And I tell you what, students still aren't happy. The student body here at Michigan State University still feels like more changes need to be made. Because you also look at how the Michigan State Board of Trustees has handled this. And how certain members of the Michigan State Board have been totally unsympathetic and completely incompetent. I feel like I've been using that word a lot, incompetence. There's been a lot of incompetence happening here in the state of Michigan. But that is what allowed, and heck, Dean William Strample, whose house was raided not too long ago. We had to go before a judge. He's the dean of osteopathic medicine here at Michigan State University. He was Larry Nassar's boss. And looking at what is being alleged by some of Strample's students over the years, you're starting to see that the picture is becoming clear now as to how the biggest case of sexual assault was allowed to fester right here on the campus of Michigan State University with Larry Nassar, because those who were quote unquote in charge did not do their jobs. It's all becoming quite clear now how Larry Nassar was able to manipulate and abuse for so long. Changes have been made. But again, the student body here, and I can't knock them. Student body feels like we still got some changes. There's still some changes, a lot of changes that need to be made here at MSU. And to answer, I think the root question here as well, again, if you want to weigh in on this, 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. I'll see many comments also coming in at facebook.com/WKAR News. The root question here is, was this the right move? That's what we ask, right? Is $500 million, a $500 million settlement, is that the right move in this situation? And I think it is. I don't think you can never put a dollar amount. You can never put a dollar amount on a situation like this. You can't put a dollar amount on how the innocence of these countless young women and girls were abused by this sick man. You can never put a dollar amount on something like this. However, I do believe that Michigan State University needed to pony up here and shell out some kind of moolah due to the failed oversight here. Whether it be $500 million or some other amount, this was the right move, Ian. I think that's the root question. In your opinion, was this the right move? Is this the right move from Michigan State University?
100% it's the right move. I mean, I don't think they really have a choice in this situation.
Yeah, they don't.
They have caused so much damage or allowed so much damage to occur that really anything less than some type of huge settlement deal would just be absurd for Michigan State. So I think this is a good step moving forward, but I agree with the overall sentiments from the student body. There are still a lot of changes that need to be made. I mean, as far as I'm aware, there are still coaches that are employed by Michigan State University who have openly admitted to knowing about the Larry Nassar situation before it was even reported. So as long as there are still things like that going on, as long as there are a lot of members of the Board of Trustees who are still in place and they don't start replacing those people, I think we're still going to hear a lot of outcry from the students as far as the amount of change that they've seen at Michigan State and what effect it's actually had.
Tell you what, there's one name that we need to hear from. One name that we need to hear from that I've been waiting, and it's going to come. That day is going to come where we finally hear from her or where she finally has her day in court. But Kathy Klages. Kathy Klages, former Michigan State University gymnastics coach. And we all know the story, right? We all know the story by now, where there were two former Michigan State University gymnast who visited Larry Nassar, had a bad encounter with Larry Nassar. Those gymnasts allegedly went to Kathy Klages and said, think something's wrong here. And Kathy Klages allegedly told them that, okay, we could follow up with this. But, you know, if we do, this is what could happen. Basically discouraging these young gymnasts from coming forward and sharing their story. Just think, if this did happen, just imagine the lives of young women that could have been saved. You know, I constantly think about that. And one day, we're going to hear from her. Just don't know when that day is going to come. It's going to come, though. It's going to come. All right, we have about 10 minutes left here in the show. 517-355-WKAR. 517-355-9527 is the number to call if you want to call in like Apache just did. What we're going to do is we're going to hit the second break, hit the final break. When we come back, we're going to try and shift gears, and I do want to talk about last night's NBA Eastern Conference Finals. Game 2, LeBron James and the Cavs staring at a deficit as they try and dig out of a 2-0 hole against the Boston Celtics. That and more, you are listening to WKAR's Current Sports. Welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I'm your host, Al Martin. We have about 10 minutes left here in the hour. We have been chatting about the $500 million settlement from Michigan State University to the survivors of Larry Nassar. You know, I mentioned how, you know, Rachel Denhollander, you know, she sent me a text and you know, she won't be joining us on the air today. She did tell me that she has released a statement concerning the settlement. I want to read that statement right now. Quote, my family and I will be withdrawing for the remainder of the week to take some much needed time together. This process has been incredibly difficult for all of us, including our young children. So for the remainder of the week, I will largely be unavailable for comment or appearances. However, my official statement regarding the settlement with Michigan State is below. She goes on to say, I am very grateful to have reached a settlement with Michigan State University that reflects the incredible damage which took place on MSU's campus. I am thankful that the litigation phase is over so that my sisters and I can move forward. I remain deeply disappointed at the missed opportunity for meaningful reform at the university. My choice to come forward publicly against Larry and later against the institutions that allowed him to prey on children for decades was motivated by the need for accountability and reform so that other little children don't live the nightmares we lived. This is a passion all of the sister survivors share, and one which has not diminished or changed. Moving forward for myself and many others means continuing to advocate, call for accountability, and stand for those who have yet to have a voice. This includes continuing to advocate for desperately needed accountability and change at USAG and in the USOC. I remain disappointed that resolution was not reached with these other organizations who also enabled a serial predator for decades. I am deeply aware that behind me and my sisters are hundreds of survivors who still have no voice, who still have no access to the court systems because of outdated and archaic criminal and civil statutes of limitations, some of the worst in the entire country. I renew my call, therefore, for the Michigan House of Representatives to stand for these survivors, ask themselves what is right and what does the data truly show, and pass the reform package we so desperately need as a first step in legislative reform. The litigation phase is over, but the fight for change and accountability, the fight to give survivors a voice and protect the next generation, has only just begun. We intend to stand united with and for all survivors of abuse as we work together towards these goals. I am so deeply grateful for the journalists who work so tirelessly to find and tell the truth so that reform can come. Please continue this fight with us. Sexual assault and the cultural and institutional dynamics that allow it to flourish are everywhere and need to be uncovered and exposed in all their ugliness. To everyone who has supported us and pushed with us for reform, please know how much your voices have meant to me and to all of us through this process. Please keep standing with us. There is so much left to be done. Again, that is the official statement, word for word, coming from Rachel Denhollander, who was the first voice that sparked this incredible movement of more than 300 young women and girls coming forth and expressing how Larry Nassar abused them. Let's go to line two right now. We have Gary that wants to weigh in. Gary, welcome to WKAR's Current Sports.
Well, thank you for the welcome. Yeah, I've thought a lot about this situation, and one thing, you know, everybody agrees that there should be more communication between all the different people who find out about one incident so they can all know it together, that it's a real problem. You know, you had the Meridian police saying they never heard anything from anybody else, and some counselors said they never heard they need to communicate. But then I got to thinking about the nuts and bolts of it. And maybe this is where all the students who want to have changes can think of a way around the problems with that. If you think about, let's say if you find somebody comes to you and says that something, they were sexually abused, you really need to, about 100 different people need to know, but you can't use a name because you can't be spreading the victim's name among 100 different people. You know, all the police departments, the...
No, you can stay anonymous as a Jane Doe or John Doe.
Yeah, but then can they stay anonymous? Or if you report something to the president and there is some laws that say they have to tell the police and the police are going to want to know names, and it seems like the only way you could have this work where you can spread the information among a lot of people is the legislature should say that you do not have to give the name to the police or anybody else. You know, you get the president say, well, give me the name. You're just a lower worker. Well, you got to give me a name. And if they don't, they might get fired. They need to know that get fired.
Well, I tell you what, Gary, I think when it comes to standard protocol, you know, when you go to the authorities or any institution, if you're alleging some kind of abuse, you know, you can choose to stay anonymous. You can give your name to, you know, those institutions or the authorities. Those authorities have to keep your name confidential so that it does not get out in the public.
Well, in that case, then they should have a newsletter that goes around every 6 months or every month that gives all the different, without any names, gives all the different situations of sex abuse, and that way everybody'd get to know, and you wouldn't have all this isolated problem, which seems to me like is the main problem.
So again, you're calling for transparency, Gary. That's what it sounds like. You know, just communication. Yeah. You know, giving you know those who are abused a forum in which they feel comfortable in coming forward without any backlash from anybody. You know, at the head who's saying, that this really happened and kind of discouraging that individual. Anybody should feel comfortable in coming forward and saying, hey, I think something is wrong here. I think I've been abused. And right now, you know, I don't think that's a culture that has manifested here at Michigan State University. I don't think that many young women who walk Michigan State University's campus feel comfortable, if something has happened to them, feel totally comfortable, feel 100% comfortable if they've been abused, and going to the right authorities and the right people in charge and letting them know that based on what we've seen happen with this, just one, this instance with Larry Nassar. I think there's a bad culture here at MSU, Gary.
Yeah, but you know, another problem is you need to be specific as to who, or at least what the position of the abuser, because, you know, if they think it might be a teacher or a coach, it could be a thousand different people. You're not getting specific to the problem. But if you said it's Larry Nassar, and then you have 50 different reports coming in, and you start throwing that name around, he's going to start threatening to sue somebody, or if somebody is falsely accused. You see what I mean?
I hear you.
It's a real problem. They need to work out all the nuts and bolts. They can't just say,
all right.
You can't just make a general statement. You got to get to specific.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much, Gary. Appreciate
You're
your
welcome.
Input. I really appreciate that. And again, at the end of the day, you know, it shouldn't matter if it's Larry Nassar or whoever. You know, if you've been abused, you should feel comfortable in coming forward. And whoever you tell that information to, if they are in the proper authority to do something about it, they shouldn't give you any backlash. You know, you got to feel comfortable in coming forward. Now, I don't think it's not a good culture here at Michigan State right now. I'm just calling it like it is, folks. All right. We're on a 23-hour break. We'll see you same time, same place tomorrow on Thursday. Be easy, people.